You're listening to Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
Amber, it's come up a couple of times. Got married a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Been on my honeymoon.
Yeah.
And I feel I need to do a bit of a public service announcement for just next time anyone goes to a wedding.
Okay.
Okay? A lot of organising goes into it from the bride and groom's part. The couple of weeks leading up to it, it wasn't so much stressful, it was just constant.
Hectic.
Everyone wanted details from me, so it was organised within an inch of its life.
Well, you're an organised person, so you
reasonably,
nailed it.
Yeah. And it all went perfectly. The thing I didn't factor in is how hilarious everyone else is.
Oh.
Yeah. So, for example, my groomsman, my best man, must have done this joke 5 times during the day. Who's got the wedding rings?
Oh, great.
And I'd look at him, I'm like, if it's not you,
yeah,
I'm going to be upset.
Yeah.
Not a hint of laughter. And again, he must have done it 5 times.
And he tried so many times.
He did.
I love it.
So I'd like everyone who's ever has to deal with a bride or groom to retire that joke.
Okay.
Amber, you did a pretty funny joke during the wedding as well. Actually, no, it was the morning of.
Oh, okay.
Do you recall what you did?
Surely I messaged you and said, hey, man, happy wedding day.
Yep, you did that.
This is so exciting.
Then, as the MC of my wedding, what was your funny joke?
Side note, I've lost my voice.
Yeah. Now, this would have been a funny joke if there wasn't precedent that Amber had done this before emceeing a wedding in which I covered for her.
I have lost my voice before emceeing a wedding before.
And who stepped up?
I thought you would get that it was a joke straight away. I thought you'd be like, ha ha, Amber, funny joke. But you thought I was serious.
No, I looked at, well, it could have been because you've done it before.
Because I'm a rubbish person.
And then after it, I'm like, ah, the wedding's done. That's the end of all the funny jokes. My brand new wife, Carly, at the airport, where are our passports? You know bloody well where they are. If they're not in that pocket on my backpack, then we're in big trouble. She, again, must have done that 3 or 4 times during the whole holiday.
Something happened to me yesterday, Billows, and I thought, I've got to share this with everybody because I handled it like a boss.
Bring it on.
So some guy called my mobile yesterday, and it was a number I didn't recognize, but it wasn't like a shady number. And I'm going away for work today
after
the show. And I thought maybe it was like someone from another office in our company, like calling me or something like that. So I answered it.
I was already thinking, why'd you even answer a number you didn't recognize?
Well, I wasn't sure. I might have missed something important.
Yep.
So he said that he was calling from somewhere, something, and he wanted to discuss my life insurance.
Oh, right.
Which I don't have.
No.
Nor do I need.
No,
I don't think.
Doesn't it benefit other people? Like if you die,
like
they get paid?
My children that I don't have?
Yeah, nah. Waste of money.
So as soon as he said life insurance funeral plan, I was like, oh. And I can't believe how quickly this came to me because he said, how old are you? And I just said, 19. And he's like, oh, okay, I'll leave you to it then. And I was like, whoa.
Because that's good to know.
I think they're always looking for people 25 or over, which I am.
Yes.
But
well over.
If you say, how dare you? If you say 19, then like they can't do anything. Even play it safer again. And next time you could say 17.
Yeah.
Because then legally you're not an adult and they can't like try sell you anything.
I am not, like, you've come up with a pretty elaborate backstory and that, well, not that elaborate. I mean, you've come up with a story.
I just lied
to
about
get
my
out
age.
Yeah. I'm not that polite with, like, I'm not a tool to anyone. Mm. It's just, I'll just be like, I'm really not interested because I've got the power to make this end.
But the
I'm
guy
more polite to someone at my door. Mm. I'll come up with a story there. I put on my angry, I'm a night shift face.
Mm. The guy on the phone was like really nice and like he sort of lured me into the conversation by being so friendly, and
he bought you a couple of drinks,
and he had an accent, and it was like I was like also trying to work out what he was saying, like while it was a lot. So just lie about your age. I mean, we do it every day anyway, don't we?
Do we?
I don't. Some people
do. You all lie about your age, even when you're not trying to get out of things.
No, I round it up, so I'm 27, even though I'm not. What? That's all.
What is happening? I know I've mentioned it before. Just back from the honeymoon.
Yep.
Went to Bali.
Yep.
It was great fun. We did great stuff and we did a lot of downtime as well. But we also enjoyed some very nice food. The new wife, Carly, and I.
Yeah, great.
But Carly is, she was She got very bad food poisoning a couple of years ago in Thailand.
Okay.
So she likes things that are familiar.
Yep.
Don't get me wrong. She was somewhat adventurous this time, mm-hmm. trying some local cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
And the one she kept going to was nasi goreng. Just a nice noodle dish.
Yep.
And it's hard for them to stuff up. So she was just consistently going to that.
Is nasi goreng rice?
Is it? Yep. I have no idea. I thought it was noodles.
Nasi goreng's rice.
Didn't pay a lot of attention.
Okay.
What I did pay attention to was the fact she kept saying it wrong, and this happened at least 5 times. Mm. She'd ordered the nasi goreng. And every time I'd go, nope, mm-mm. nope.
Try again.
Nope, have another crack at that. There's 2 options. Mm-hmm. One's really offensive, mm-hmm. and the other one is, nasi goreng.
Yep. Sure enough. Nasi goreng.
Next day, oh, I might have the nasi goreng,
no.
thanks. Like, nope, wrong. Have another crack at that one for me, sweetheart.
Okay.
13, 12, 16. What word did you keep stuffing up? What word do you stuff up? That's what I want to hear right now.
We've got some delicious Banjo's platters to give away. When I was younger, and this is a dated reference.
Yes.
But Burjo's catchphrase. that's okay. So,
Burjo's bear with me.
They'd always have a carryover champ.
Yes.
So that whoever won would come back the following day. I used to think it was karaoke champ.
So were you waiting them to have a sing off or something like that?
I don't even know what I thought that word meant.
Yeah.
But karaoke champ is just what I heard, what I said for a very long time.
Every day you're like, Burjo, you've got no bloody idea what you're talking about. Karaoke champ isn't even a thing.
I watched till the end of the episode waiting for the karaoke champ to do some karaoke and it never happens.
Mum, the karaoke champ's back. Grab us some Nazi goreng. 13, 12, 16, what word do you stuff up?
Yeah.
We're talking about words you stuff up.
Mm.
On the honeymoon in Bali, my beautiful wife, Carly, who is just the greatest person ever, kept ordering the Nazi goreng.
Yeah, not cool.
Just Nazi goreng looks good, she'd say.
Didn't mean it to be malicious or anything like that. Just, a bit of that Aussie bogan coming out, I think.
You just read it on the menu and it's like, N-A-S-I, yep, I'll take the Nazi goreng, thanks. I'm like, nope, no.
No, I used to think that the carryover champ on game shows was the karaoke champ.
You've just made up your own word.
Totally.
It's not as offensive, but still, you've just made it up.
13, 12, 16, Lisa's on the line, babe. What word do you stuff up?
Well, my uncle is I can't think of what it is, a principal of a school, and I always accidentally call him the prime minister of the school, so I get confused.
Well, it is, like, I like how your brain works, because, like, you get to the pruh, and it's like, they're the leader, they're the prime minister of the school.
Mm-hmm.
It's close enough, isn't it?
They could just as easily be the president of the school.
Yeah.
That works.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm going to allow it.
Yeah.
You can, and I'm sure principals listening right now are like, I hope that catches on.
Yeah, that's right.
Awesome.
I'll be the prime minister or the president of this school. That works for me just fine.
That's awesome. Hey, we've got a delicious Banjo's sweets platter for you, Lise. Thanks for calling through, babe.
Thank you so much, guys. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
No, you're right.
Thank you for calling
through.
You're
welcome.
And thanks to Banjo's for giving us the deliciousness.
Yeah, keep the calls coming through. 13, 12, 16. What word do you stuff up?
Would you rather?
Here are two very different scenarios.
You need to pick whichever one you please, oh.
The choice is yours, which one will it be, oh?
Would you rather?
Amber, would you rather awful BO you can't do anything about or drippy ears?
What the hell is a drippy ear?
Amber,
idiot?
It's pretty self-explanatory. It's your ears, and they drip.
But is it earwax that's dripping?
Nah, it's a bit grosser. It's brain
it's grosser
fluid.
Than earwax.
It's brain fluid.
I need all of that in there. I need as much of it in there.
Earwax doesn't drip.
It's, no, it's I know. That's why that sentence is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard you say.
It's liquidy. Whatever's coming out of your ears, it's gunk. There you go.
Ew.
Gunk. Gunky, drippy ears.
You are so annoying.
Or awful BO you can't do anything about. Like, you can try to put deodorant on, but it's like, 16-year-old boy popping Lynx Africa over his sweaty, gross teenage body.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
Lynx is a body spray, not a deodorant.
Yeah, of course.
Don't use
Come on,
it.
Guys. It's body spray.
Okay.
Need an antiperspirant.
But
you're
you
growing.
Could
your body's changing. Get a Rexona.
All right, I don't think 16-year-olds are up listening right now.
Now, if you've got drippy ears, that's a whole other problem.
Because, personally, because I wear headphones every day,
yep.
that would make a huge mess
yep.
on the company's really expensive
would.
Headphones.
It really would. You'd need your own.
Yeah.
And they need to be waterproof because of your drippy, gunky ears.
Stop saying gunky.
It's a pretty great word.
Because couldn't I go to the doctor and get, like, prescription deodorant
Amber,
for my smelly
is this
BO?
Your first day doing Would You Rather? No, nothing works. You've got to live with your awful BO.
But often with BO, the person who has the BO doesn't smell the BO.
Oh, you smell it.
Oh.
Everyone around you smells it. You know it's there. You're self-conscious about it.
But I'd be self-conscious about my drippy, gunky ears,
you're
too.
Right. You would. Oh. It's almost like this is one of those scenarios that there is no right answer.
Do I have to? Okay.
Were you about to ask, do you have to pick?
B.O.
You're going with B.O.?
Yeah.
Oh, as your co-host in this tiny room, can you go with gunky ears?
Mate, this is your scenario. This isn't...
Yeah, well, I guess...
You have to deal with my smelly B.O. too, then.
Well played. Yeah. Well played. You made it my problem. Well played.
Billows, yep. We haven't had a lot of catching up time since your wedding.
No, we haven't.
You sort of jetted away straight after to go to Bali and
well,
got back yesterday.
To be fair, we caught up with quite a few people the morning after the wedding and a nice breakfast.
Yeah, all right, mate.
Which, did you make?
No, I didn't. I was a bit sick from all the Prosecco. All right. Not what we're talking about.
I just wanted to throw you on a bus on it.
So while I was getting ready for your wedding, I was, you know, in a bit of a rush and yep. I was putting the last minute touches on and I thought, oh, crap, I've got to do the card mm-hmm. for you and Carly. And so I said to boyfriend Riz, mm-hmm. can you please write in the card? He's an artist. He's got nice handwriting.
Yep.
Can you please write in the card? And so I told him what to write. And then after he'd written it, it was on paper.
Oh, now I know where this is going.
He goes, wait, how do you spell Carly? He spelled Carly C-A-R-L-I-E.
Look,
after he'd written it, he asked me how to spell it.
Yeah, look, that is a passable way to spell Carly. It's not how my Carly spells her name.
No.
But asking how to spell it after you've written it, yeah, that's a rookie move right there.
If you're unsure, ask before.
Yeah.
That's a good rule.
That's a great rule for life, not just for writing names. That's for anything.
After he'd written it, I couldn't believe it. And I was like, that's embarrassing.
One job.
Yes.
We're going to these people's wedding. You spelt the name wrong.
So I wanted to bring it up to you so that you and Carly both know that at least I know how your wife's name is spelled.
Amber, I'm going to let you behind the curtain right now.
Yeah.
There was money in the card, so we didn't care. Naughty, 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 sporty, 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 at when do we do it? At 6:40, that's when we do it.
So long, man. So long.
Look, but it's not like these come up in a planning meeting, Amber. Off the cuff.
Your enthusiasm?
Yeah.
10.
Thank you. Done. I'll take it.
Today we've got a naughty, but it's an adorable naughty. Okay?
I don't know what to do
it's
with
really
that
cute.
Sentence. Has my sex tape leaked?
Ew. World's oldest tortoise is still having sex daily.
Wow.
So, the tortoise whose name is... Wait, what's his name? I've lost it. Okay.
That can't be the important part of this story.
No. He's 186 years old.
Okay.
186. That's so old, and he still has sex daily.
Little
tortoise sex.
I just, that makes me tired. Just thinking, everything about that, being 186 makes me feel tired. Sex every day makes me feel tired.
Every day, especially when the sun's out, apparently. The sun gets him going.
Well, the sun does come
they're
out.
Reptiles, right?
Every day.
So, not every day. Cloudy on Friday in 18 degrees.
Oh, the sun's still
anyway,
creeping its head over the horizon.
Jonathan is his name.
That was tricky to remember.
Shut up. He spent 26 years having sex with a tortoise called Frandreka. 26 years they had a relationship for, and it turns out Frandreka was a man.
Oh, wow.
It was a male tortoise. It's so cute.
That took a turn.
I know. So cute.
Is he in a zoo?
I don't know.
Okay, because I want to know, like, how they know he's doing it daily, how they know it was 26 years, and how in those 26 years nobody noticed that this turtle was a dude.
Mm. Well, you know, the heart wants what the heart wants, Billows.
Oh, I'm fine with the turtle. The dude turtle's getting it on. Do your thing, boys.
So, Jonathan.
I'm just asking
Jonathan,
how no one asked over 26 years.
They just had a very good friendship.
Yeah.
Jonathan, the super old tortoise, has an operation to fix his cataracts. I can't. It's just so cute.
Look, at 186, the eyesight might start to go, I reckon. I'm surprised his little turtle hips haven't gone yet. And I don't know if he's taking little turtle Viagra or if he's just really virile. Either way, I tip my cap to you, mate. Good job, Jonathan.
You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.